And good day to you all, dear ones. It is Portia and the guides, and we are here to speak with you about being still and listening. So many of you have decisions in your lives these days, big decisions, because it is quite an irregular time on the planet. And there is great upheaval and upending. Please know that this is all part of the healing and restoration of the Earth herself and of all of life on Earth. It must be turned over. Change must come for life on Earth and the Earth to continue in all health and all well-being. So as these waves of uncertainty and of change move through your lives, many of you have questions. Many of you are making choices and decisions. They are not everyday choices and decisions that you have had in the past, but these many are life-changing. They are a fork in the road kinds of decisions that will lead you to your next chapter, to the next step and steps in your lives. Often when there is uncertainty, the ego mind becomes quite fearful and wrestling with the uncertainty. And so it becomes quite manic, is the word we would use. It is a mind often running amok, and it will not give you the peace and the space that you need to hear clearly the guidance that God has for you. God's guidance is always present. It is not something that you need to earn or even ask for. It is to be still and listen. Even when your mind is racing around and running circles around you, not giving you peace, not giving you answers that you know are the best and highest, try this. Simply say, quietly or out loud to yourself, be still. Then listen. Be still is a command, and yet it is gentle and tender and forthright. It is a clear request and requirement of the mind. It will stop the mind in its tracks if you are coming from your home base, your central core, when you say this, be still. And then you can ask your question, what is the best and highest for me to know now, to do now, to understand now, to see now? And then listen. This practice will serve you so well in your life, in every situation, and especially in those where you feel your decisions and choices are substantial, consequential. Let go of the fear. The guidance you will receive is from God, and you will know this because it is clear and it is simple, and it will feel like the ringing of a bell. It will also bring you peace. Know also that the mind, the ego mind, may not understand the guidance, and so it will challenge it, and it may bring all kinds of things up that would try to cause you to question the guidance. We are telling this to you so that you know that these are the antics of the ego mind. So when you feel the peace and the answer is there and the answers are giving you comfort and knowingness of right action, that is all there is. And then you will take your steps. If you will say these words when the turmoil is going on and the fear is running rampant within your system and your mind, say these words: be still and listen. You are cared for, dear ones. The Father, Mother, God, your Creator, is always with you, ever present. It is simply to be still, to experience the love and the tenderness and the care of this creative force, and then to avail yourselves to it. Be available for the presence of God, the guidance from God in your lives, in every decision, every choice, every moment. We ask you to experiment with this week. These words are quite powerful, and we ask you to observe the results of this practice. Watch your thinking and be curious in the response as you do this practice. It will bring great peace and great wisdom to you as well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.